And the Environmental Protection Agency is warning that too many people in Ireland are putting their health at risk by drinking water from small private supplies that aren't registered or monitored. Their 2023 report highlights higher levels of E. coli contamination. 1 in 20 small schemes failed to meet standards there. And also for the potentially toxic trihalomethanes. They're found in 21 private group water schemes, again up on the year before. Noel Byrne is the programme manager with the EPA's Environmental Enforcement Unit. Good morning to you, Noel Byrne.
Good morning.
So let's start with E. coli levels and these trihalomethanes, both up on results the year before. Why are they bad and what did you find?
Well, look, today the EPA launched a 2023 report on drinking water quality in private water supplies. Now, private water supplies include 370 group water schemes, which are effectively community-based schemes that supply approximately 190,000 people in rural Ireland. And they also cover small private supplies. That's kind of businesses and premises that have their own well and supply water to consumers, such as maybe a nursing home or self-catering accommodation. Now, what the EPA report highlights today is that many of the small private supplies, that's the businesses kind of with their own well, are not registered with the local authority. If they're not registered, they aren't monitored by the local authority, and this is creating a public health risk for consumers. And we also found then, as you said at your introduction there, water quality hasn't improved in recent years, and it's not as good as it needs to be, with 1 in 20 supplies failed to meet the E. coli standards, which isn't good enough.
Where is the E. coli coming from and where are these trihalomethanes coming from? How are they ending up in people's drinking water?
Well, I suppose they can come from numbers. So one of the key things with drinking water is protecting the source. So you can have anything. If something gets in, whether it can be animal manures, it can be from a septic tank or something else. So these are, if you like, community-based schemes or small private supplies. So that's how the E. coli can get into your schemes. And, you know, from, I suppose, water quality treatment perspective, you know, disinfection is the basic level of treatment, and you want to remove E. coli. You know, there shouldn't be any E. coli contamination, because E. coli can make you become quite ill. You'll have nausea, fever, diarrhea. And if you're like immunocompromised or young or old, it can even be more significant. From the point of view of trihalomethanes, you have chlorine in the disinfection process. So trihalomethanes are formed when you have some excess chlorine from the disinfection process that will react with naturally occurring organic matter, such as thing as leaves, and that's how trihalomethanes are formed. And look, there is a limit in the regulations there. So that's what you're saying, for anyone who is breaching the limits, they need to get that supply back into compliance.
And who should be doing all this monitoring and chasing after people who aren't registered? Is it local authorities? Are they doing enough?
Well, the key people who have their roles here, number one, the first responsibility rests with the supplier. So it's up to them to make sure their supply is fit for consumption. And it's actually an offence under the new drinking water regulations now if a supplier supplies water to consumers if it's not wholesome and clean. The local authorities are the regulators in this place, so it's up to local authorities to make sure private supplies are registered, also that they're monitored, and then action is taken where drinking water failures are not resolved. Mm-hmm. And the EPA's role here is just to report on the key issues and call them out. But if I can highlight today, I suppose one of the key things we are calling out is the lack of registration of small private supplies. So, and that's these businesses with their own well that haven't registered with the local authority. We are seeing that about 1,600 are registered by local authorities nationally, but that isn't all of them. So if you look at Cork Local Authority, for example, they've done very well at registering their small private supplies. So they have about 350 registered. But if you look at a similar-sized county, and I'm thinking of Mayo here, a similar-sized rural county, they have kind of less than one-tenth of the numbers registered compared to Cork. So you can see the kind of level of gap there. So one of the key things we're calling on today, I suppose, the local authority are required to maintain a register. So they need to take proactive steps to get all the small private supplies, that's these businesses and premises with their own well, they're providing water to consumers, to get those registered. And for the suppliers themselves then, you know, they should be registered. Yeah. There's really no excuse for someone who's running a business that provides water to consumers not to have it registered. Okay. And not to have the local authority sample it and test it.
So you're talking about quite high levels of private schemes, small private schemes that aren't even registered. You're also talking about E. coli up on the year before, these trihalomethanes up on the year before. And at the same time, how do you square that with nearly 40 million euro that was earmarked for investment in water schemes not being spent last year? How does that square up?
Yeah, it doesn't square up well. You're dead right. There is funding available for the group water schemes that failed to meet the standards. And 50% of that funding wasn't used through the period of 2019 to 2023. Now, when we look at this, there seems to be a number of reasons. If you like, if these community-based schemes and you have the local authorities that are there administering the grants and supporting those schemes, and then you've the department providing the funding, some of the challenges that have been in that space is actually deciding on what's the appropriate solution. So is it connect to Ishka Éireann? Is it to upgrade the treatment system? Is it to amalgamate some smaller schemes and make one bigger scheme? So finding the solution has been a challenge in places. Also the application process, they needed to make improvements to that, and the department have done that this year. So if you like, from everyone involved here, you know, we are keen, and everybody, all the stakeholders want to see the money put into the right place, but we've seen that hasn't happened. And then we're not seeing the improvement that we should be seeing.
Yeah, and the proof of the pudding would be in the eating if it were actually happening. And we're coming under a lot of pressure from the EU about this, particularly in relation to these trihalomethanes, aren't we? What are we facing there?
Yeah, absolutely. In 2023, the EU found that Ireland failed to take measures to meet the THM complaints, and that was in public supplies and in group water schemes. Now, we're talking about the group water schemes today. So 9 of those were found non-compliance in relation to the infringement case against Ireland. Now, 5 of those are still non-compliant and were non-compliant in 2023. So not enough action has been taken there. So that is first and foremost the responsibility of the supplier to resolve that. But again, the local authority are the regulator here, so they will be wanting to work closely with these group water schemes to make sure they achieve compliance. But if a community is not taking the appropriate action, or they aren't doing it at fast enough, you know, the local authority will have to maybe step up their enforcement action if that's what's needed. And of those 5 that were non-compliant last year, one of those now has been brought into compliance since. So there's 4 remaining in non-compliance that need to be addressed.
All right, well, thank you very much indeed for talking to us about that. That's Noel Byrne, Programme Manager with the EPA's Environmental Enforcement Unit.